This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question on your mind and you have consumed all of the material and you have never asked a question before, well, what you do is you go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP, fill out the form, and I will get back to you typically within 48 hours. And damned our bad luck. Or good luck, depending on how you look at it. My co-host has decided to show up. Hasn't been around all day, but Howling Wind is in the building now. I made the mistake of doing the blog before the podcast, and Hallie was nowhere to be found until now. And I should have gone in reverse order, but I didn't, and I'm paying for it. And now I have to deal with my asshole co-host. So thank you for being patient. We're going to go ahead and power through this without stopping. And if Howling Wind wants to say something, I'm just going to have to go ahead and talk over him. But before we get to the question, I wanted to talk about you rising above your competition when it comes to trading Forex. Now, we are not really in competition with each other, technically, which is a good thing. You know, we can all win if we do things the right way. But I can say with confidence that some of you are going to get there much sooner than other traders are. And although I may have pointed out these two particular reasons why, I want to point them out again here because I think it applies to what's going on right now. And these are two things that you can focus on that most people are not. And in doing so, you can get to where you want to be a lot sooner than they ever will. And whether you truly feel like you're in competition with other people or if you don't, these two things can do nothing but help your cause. First off, as I predicted in my own head, because the data always reflects this, I did a trading psychology video a week and a half ago, and it was a really good video, I thought, and a lot of you thought the same. Very impactful, is something that almost all of you have related to at some point in time, and is a video that's probably more than almost any of the videos I do is going to be instrumental as a video to where you can go back to when things are not going your way. It was called How to Lose, and so you can watch it and take a step back and say, okay, why am I taking these losses and what can I do to move forward? You know, a lot of times it's a matter of doing nothing. But if you are losing and you need answers, that is a great resource to go back to. Now, I check into my YouTube channel about once a day, sometimes more than one. But I had noticed as the days were progressing that this video was climbing a bit slower than the others were. And then sure enough, the very last video I did, which was a technical analysis video on exit indicators, that video, 2 days later, has already surpassed the psychology video I did 7 days before that. Not even 2.5 days after I released it. Now don't get me wrong, I am grateful for all the views I get. The video I just did, the one on exit indicators, is very helpful as well. Hallie agrees. But I've said it before that money management and trade psychology are the two most important things for a trader to focus on, and it just happens to be the two things that traders focus on the absolute least. Putting together an exciting trade entry system is what everybody wants to focus their attention on, not understanding that if they don't have their money management and their trading psychology completely locked down, all of this work is going to be for nothing. So my advice to you, and I think most of you do this, but always pay very close attention to the trading psychology videos I put out. I don't put out many, but the concepts I touch on are really, really important going forward because I've experienced them all and you will experience them all too. And without a good grip on these concepts, all the work you're doing now, searching and testing indicators, is going to be for nothing. Do not be like those traders out there looking for the quick fix. Focus on the things that are important. They're all important, but some things are more important. Never lose sight of that. Just by doing that alone, it's going to vault you ahead of many traders out there that are already trying to trade our way. And the second thing I want to touch on is something I've actually already mentioned, and that is the fact that we have no volume at all in our market right now as I shoot this podcast in the later part of April 2019. And I don't think people understand what a golden opportunity this super dead market gives us. It's a bummer that we can't trade and make money in a market like this. It's really, really hard to do that. But now we've experienced it, and we know they exist, and we know they're bound to come back at some point. What a great time to backtest and forward test your system to see how well it adapts to a market like this, because we know it's going to come back at some point, because it always does. You guys know one of the main things we do here at No Nonsense Forex is do our best to mitigate and eliminate losses. That is more important than actually getting a hold of the wins, because a good system is going to get a hold of the wins anyway. How does your system get rid of losses? If you can do it better than the next guy, you are going to make more money than that person does. Eliminating losses are that important. It's one of the key secrets to money management that nobody ever focuses on. They all want to shoot for those big wins, and how can I best get those when they don't pay attention to what's really important here? You're going to get those big wins. Any good system is going to give you those. A great system is going to also eliminate and mitigate a lot of those losses. And the exit indicators video that I just put out is actually very, very good at doing that. So take this information and use it. Get excited about this dead-ass market, as crazy as that sounds. And test and do the things that most traders are not doing right now. And when the dust settles, you're going to be miles ahead of them. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 43's question is from Yuri from Tel Aviv, Israel. And Yuri asks, do you like the DOM indicator for discovering where the big banks are probably going to make their next move? So I got this question back in 2018, and I'll admit it, I didn't know what this was. Yes, me, Captain Frickin' Indicator, did not know what this was. I had to actually look it up, and turns out, it's included in your MT4. Crazy, right? But it's not in the normal spot where you would find indicators. So if you guys are on a laptop or a tablet right now and you want to see what I'm talking about, just go to your MT4 screen and either right-click, and I think it's maybe two or three down, or you can just hit Control-B and I think it pops right up. So the DOM indicator is also called the depth of market indicator. And if you're not following along, I'm going to do my best to describe it, but the blog is going to have all the visuals that you're going to need. But I'll do my best despite that. So what the depth of market indicator attempts to do is give you all the bid and ask levels of whatever currency pair you're on and show you where the volume is based on the broker's data at each and every one of those levels. So if you see that on a certain price point, so for example, 1.4152 on the euro dollar, and you see that there's an abnormal amount of volume at that level right there, that is supposed to be enough data to tell you how to trade like the big banks trade, because the big banks can see where all that volume is as well. And for those of you who have watched the big banks video, and I think most of you have, that's pretty damn appealing, right? Who wouldn't want to trade like they do? They just get to make money over and over and over again in spot Forex. Now, before I give my opinion on this, anything you're going to research and see on this thing, first off, there's not a lot of great information out there, especially on YouTube. I couldn't find anything really useful. You find more on some of the links I gave in the blog and just some overall websites that talk about this. But a lot of people just use the DOM indicator to enter trades. It's kind of a more, I guess, efficient way if you're trading from MT4 to actually put your trades in. So you might want to check it out from that standpoint. If it works better for you, great. We've accomplished something here. But here at No Nonsense Forex, when we look for indicators, we're looking for them to help us do one of three things. Either determine direction, you know, when's a good time to enter long or short, determine money management, or determine if we have enough volume to trade in the first place. And if an indicator cannot do one of those three things, we really have no interest in it. And unfortunately, the DOM indicator just doesn't do any of those things. All it does is tell you, it just lists all the prices that are close to where price is right now and shows you where the volumes are. And on top of that, if you have a dealing desk broker, like I do with Awanda, it doesn't even give you the volumes. Go there right now. Look, it just gives you the numbers, and that's it. Completely worthless in terms of helping us determine where price is going to go. At least on ECN brokers, it'll give you the volume, or it should. But even when you have that volume, let me tell you what you do not have. First off, you have volume, but you don't have an overarching long-term volume. you don't know if there is enough sustainable volume in that pair right now for you to make a trade. That's why you need an actual volume or volatility indicator. The DOM's not going to be much help here. It's way too short term. So let's go back to my made up numbers, and let's say the price right now of the euro dollar is 1.1412. And on the DOM indicator, you see that at 1.1416, you know, four little pips above it, there's a lot of volume. Great. Problem is, I need a lot more detail than that. So you're saying there's a lot of orders there. What kind of orders are they? Are they limit orders or are they stop orders? So at this level, are most people trying to enter long trades or are they trying to enter short trades? That would be a lot of help. And also, unlike the big banks, where is the overarching percentage right now as far as long to short traders? I need to know that too. And then I need to know how much this volume affects that overall percentage. Because only if it does are the banks going to react to it and actually start moving price. But I will never be able to know that because within that volume that I'm seeing on the DOM indicator, I don't know how much of it is long and short. And I don't know that about the price level right above it or the one right below it either. So essentially, I have nothing. Because in order for this thing to work at all, I need way more data than I am given. And if I am on a dealing desk broker on MT4, I am not even given the initial data. But even if I was, there's just too much I don't know, and it still doesn't account for market orders, which is what a lot of traders use. It's what most of us use here at No Nonsense Forex. So for Yuri and for those of you out there who had questions on this thing and have sought it out and tried to use it, I certainly can't blame you for it. That is just you being curious and you testing things out that you have never seen before. And in doing that, you are certainly doing what over 99% of traders out there are not doing. So I can't disparage you for this, but just know and just remember, we don't try to trade like the big banks here. So many people saw that video and got the wrong idea from it. Go back and watch the sentiment video I did. If you haven't already, I will link it down in the show notes. Trading like the big banks or attempting to trade like the big banks is a fool's errand. You will constantly be chasing your tail here. And alongside of this, there's another indicator. I just remember this. I should have put it in the blog. Called the volume profile index, volume profile meter, something like that, that I've also got a lot of questions on. And this pretty much does the same thing. You put it on your chart and it shows you where a lot of activity is. Problem is, you don't know if that activity is going long or short, and it's past data on top of that. So it doesn't really help you in the future. This is an area where traders were trading hot and heavy, but what's going to happen later? Is history going to repeat itself? Which way were they going in the first place? You don't know any of this stuff, so it doesn't really help. So one more thing, actually, now that I think about it, that you can do to put yourself well ahead of even people who follow this channel is embrace some of these podcasts and videos that I do when I tell you not to use something and the reasons why. It is there to save you a lot of time. Hopefully a lot of you by now have learned that seeking out indicators that do this or do that are indicators that are not going to help you in the long term, and you can easily just pass them by instead of sitting there trying to figure them out and test them when in the end they are of zero help to you. Now, if you think doing the opposite of what most people do is a great idea because most people are completely stupid, then you would be correct and you were on the right channel. Keep it locked on this podcast. Because we are the one source in Forex trading that also understands that and helps you get to where you need to be, mainly by doing things that nobody else is doing. But don't just talk the talk. Get out there and walk the walk and start doing these things. Put it into practice. Vault ahead of everybody else. Even though we're not in competition, one of the best ways to get there is to be absolutely relentless and more relentless than everybody else. So be thankful for this dead market and go out there and take full advantage of it. All right? Go get it.